Yeah, 2011, let's get it, boy. Yo, this is your host of I Heard Him Say, a special edition of I Heard Him Say, the first episode of 2011. AJ, aka DJ Killzone Jones, and today I have the man, the myth, the legend, my big brother, my dude, Gerard Williams, aka Hip Hop Gamer. And we finna get into it, man. Look, I'm finna tell y'all, I'm finna show y'all that we on play over here. Real Otaku Gamer, in association with Fighters Fury and the HipHopGamingShow.com. We finna show y'all, you know, pretty much how hip hop started gaming, how it got into the industry, the haters, the naysayers, the fans, and the supporters, man. And we finna get into it. We got exclusives and new music aplenty, man. STL to the NY, you know how we do it. Let's get it. Oh, wait a minute, before I go, I'm finna do something that ain't nobody on no show, radio, podcast, and the otherwise has done. I'm finna bring the show in and the year in with the Hip Hop Gamer Show theme song. And we finna get into it right now. Haters, start jacking. Let's go. Okay, check this out.
It's the hip hop gamer show. I'm ready to play. Competition in my position, I blow them away. See, I heard the call of duty and I answered it quick. I got infinite ammo, never run out of clips. Style is wicked, handle my business, so come with it. They wanna see me fall, but I'm a man with resistance. Sick with it, spit ball, hard cast to the soft. I lay the smack down with my God of War. In the zone when I'm online, I hottest when I kick rhymes. PlayStation, Xbox, I'm hot all the time. Roll with a load of dimes, gamer girls love my shine. Shout out to 50 Bulletproof when I'm on the grind. I keep the facts when I'm talking about games. Some other cats in this industry born and lame. See, I'm live and direct, and I give you what you want. Hip-hop gamer, journalist number one.
It's the hip-hop gamer show. What it is, 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 what I'm about, no doubt. Let's get it poppin'. It's the hip-hop gamer show. What it is, hip-hop gamer show. What it is, hip-hop gamer show. What it is, what I'm about, no doubt. Let's get it poppin'.
You know the flow, stay low, low. My style bring low dough. I'm gangsta in the street, they call me Grand Theft Auto. Main goal's to show, then I'm no joke. So don't provoke the only rap artist with a game show. So it's all like Street Fighters, who's nicer?
Nigga,
feel the fire. Feel the fire starter from harder rhythm. They call my mama sauna is to give you the best out the game market. Get over here and watch me break it down. Every week I got new heat for you to check out. Stay tuned for the news from the hip hop gamer. Bringing the danger, lyrical bomb banger. I change the game up, rap about what I play. Target or the analyst so they never get away. Bring it to you every day, online, always. My hype is real, therefore I'm here to stay.
It's the hip hop gamer show. What it is, hip hop gamer show. What it is, hip hop gamer show. What it is, what I'm about, no doubt. Let's get it poppin', it's the hip hop gamer show. What it is, hip hop gamer show. What it is, hip hop gamer show. What it is, what I'm about, no doubt. Let's get it poppin'.
Yeah, y'all know my style is hot. Whether you like it or not, I can't be stopped. Check it, the balls are dropped. Hip Hop Gamer Show every week. Now stay tuned. The next number one artist and the next number one journalist. Look out.
It's the Hip Hop Gamer Show. What it is, Hip Hop Gamer Show. What it is, Hip Hop Gamer Show. What it is, what I'm about, no doubt. Let's get it poppin'. It's the Hip Hop Gamer Show. What it is, Hip Hop Gamer Show. What it is, Hip Hop Gamer Show. What it is, what I'm about, no doubt. Let's get it poppin'.
What's up? What's up? We back again for another I Heard Him Say, the podcast. And I've got a special episode today with the homeboy, Gerard Williams. You know, this is the man I put up in my BMF freestyle. You know what I'm saying? This is Gerard Williams, a.k.a. Hip Hop Gamer. What's up, man?
All day, man. You already know what it is, man. How you feeling, baby? I'm glad to, you know, be a part of this right now, so let's get it popping.
Yes, sir. So, you know, Hip Hop on I Heard Him Say, pretty much, you know, I try to get your opinion. You know, that's why I call him I Heard Him Say, because I like to talk to people, you know, get it straight from the horse's mouth. So basically it's a playoff of, you know, the words or the phrase or whatever. So, you know, Let everybody know, you know, who is Gerard Williams? You know, where are you from and what was your first experience with gaming? When did you fall in love with gaming?
Well, I'm from Brooklyn, East New York. Originally, I'm actually, I live in Queens right now, but Brooklyn, stand up all day. That's where I'm from. And my first love in gaming, wow, I think it's when, I think when I played Super Mario Brothers on Nintendo, right, and I never died. Like I was playing against my, one of my cousins, and, you know, when I got on the controller, I never died, not once. I beat the whole game without dying. Like, that was like my own trophy, like, right there, my own achievement back in the day. Yeah. And, but ever since, you know, just playing the games and stuff like that, because, you know, rest in peace to Hip Hop Granny, she actually turned me on to the gaming scene. So, like, just playing Mario, like, it had made me love games. Now, I've been playing, you know, games before Mario. I've played games that came out, you know, systems that came out before Nintendo. But in terms of the love, the passion, the, like, I'm going to be playing games for the rest of my life after this experience. Like, I think Super Mario Brothers was the game that did it. Mm. I would have to go with that. And ever since then, I still got that same kid, like, excitement, even though I'm 27 years old now. You know what I mean? So I think that's still very important to have, being in this industry. And I think that's also what makes me unique, and why a lot of people may not really understand why I do certain things that I do. But you don't need to understand it. Just watch it, learn, and respect it. You feel me?
Yes, sir. Respect the unexpected. So, like, from that point on, you know, I know you've been playing games pretty much, Ms. Pac-Man, the machines, and then you did that. So, like, you know, after you played Mario, kind of what was your, first, like, what was your relationship with gaming, like, from that point? Like, I know you was young, so, like, kind of take me through what was going on with Hip Hop Gamer coming up, you know, when he was, you know, young Hip Hop Gamer, little Hip Hop Gamer, whatever. Kind of, you know, kind of bring us from that point to now. What happened with you as far as, like, you know, life? What was your goals and dreams back then, and what were you playing all that time? What was you falling in love? You know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of people always say that the money, you know, is their first love, and they first, you know, it's like not first love, but they real love, because that's getting them everything they want. But, you know, we pretty much have gaming for that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, You know, go ahead and tell the people about it.
Yeah, well, for me, it's like when I, you know, started playing games when I was young and stuff like that, it also made me realize that was my escape route from the real world. Because, like, in the real world, you deal with so much stresses. Like, it don't matter what age you are, you're always going to deal with something. You know what I'm saying? Stress is everywhere. It's a part of life. You know what I'm saying? So we all need that little escape route, that little break, you know, and gaming was that break because, one, it brought me joy, and it put me in a space where I didn't have a care. Like, you know, all the negativity around me didn't faze me at the moment I was engaged in gaming. You see what I'm saying? So that was my escape route. That was my fun. That was my time where I felt like I could be me and live in my own world and enjoy myself. You know what I mean? And share that same enjoyment with others, you know, when you're playing with others. So that's what built the bond, you know, of me being a gamer and loving it and respecting it. Then, you know, as the years went by, you know what I'm saying, I started actually, you know, researching, you know, games, getting into the game magazines and trying to understand what the industry was about, not just being a consumer playing the game, that's it, but I started over the years understanding what the industry itself was about and what it had to offer. Why do we have an E3? What makes all these things special? You know what I'm saying? And then after I, you know, touched that a little bit, one of my amazing experiences was when the Sega Dreamcast came out.
Yeah,
and I saw shit for the first time. Like when I forgot what magazine it was, but I think it was the official Dreamcast magazine because it came with, you know, the disc, you know, back in the day.
Yeah.
And what happened is I was, you know, reading it, and they had pictures of Shenmue. And when I saw Shenmue, it was the first time where, you know, I seen gaming for what it is and where it's going. Like, the graphics and everything that they're doing. I mean, Dreamcast even had, you know, online at the time. Like, it was just, it was like, wow, you know what I mean? Dreamcast is really showing me what gaming is all about and why I got in it and why I love it. So that's, at that point, I was really started to do the research on games and learning it and understanding it. So that was that point. Then, you know, shortly after that, like, I always loved hip-hop just like I always loved gaming, but I started, you know, creating content for hip-hop, being a rap artist and stuff like that. And for a while, gaming was just something that I did to have fun. But music was what I was trying to pursue as my career, my business, and this and that, and this and that. But the music side of things, the industry is just so shady. Like, it's amazing how everybody claim to be so real, and there's so many that's fake and phony from the business end of things and all of that. So, to me, it's like, I couldn't win in music because it wasn't based off sheer talent.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? There was always other, you know, negatives involved. And a whole bunch of dreams that you get sold. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, I realized that I love music, but if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it my way, and I'm not going to look to get a record deal. I don't need a record deal to still do music. I can just go to the studio, make a song, let people hear it, and I'm good. So, and you know, that's exactly what I do now, actually. But once I realized that gaming, from a business standpoint, was actually something that would work for me, and I was able to create that niche, that hip-hop gamer niche that nobody touched on, that's when I found my home. And my grandmother said the same thing. She was so happy that I decided to do what I'm doing now. You know, so, and that made her proud. So I'm really, you know, happy that I'm living this dream. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't easy doing this. I may make it look easy, but it ain't easy. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate, you know, everybody or everyone that supports me now and supported me then. And I mean, it's just been a blessing. So that's kind of like how everything elevated between hip hop and gaming and where I'm at today.
Yeah. So, you know, I got to shout out, you know what I'm saying, Andre, because it was, I got to shout out again, Rich and Kraft and Chris Hoss from the video game show. That's how I came in contact with Andre. And Andre pretty much turned me on to y'all, to the coalition. Okay. And you know what I'm saying? They about to do their 300 episode. So, you know, shouts out to the homeboy Garden Lee, but they were not the first video game show. The VGS has been going on as long as all of our podcasts, you know, and things put together. And they very, very slept on. And you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be interviewing them next. But, you know, with this, okay, I want to kind of let people know who are the real gamers. I mean, you know, we got one versus one pretty much on, you know, the industry side of things and the true gamer stories as much as the history. I'm bringing that plus with some other content. So, you know what I'm saying? Hip-hop, man, tell them what you got going on, man. Cap, just on the last episode, kind of let me know what the exclusive thing that's going down that you was talking about on the Warzone, man. You know, kind of like, what made you interested in Bubblon.com? I want to, because I like that site, and I'm trying to get it more press. I just added it to my Facebook. So, like, what's up with your viral marketing in Bubblon.com?
All right, well, with Bubblon.com, what I really like about it is just the whole idea of allowing your emotions to run things. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, so many people got feelings about things that's going on in the world, people that you know or don't know, whatever. But if you look at Facebook and you look at Twitter or whatever, you know, I love those sites too, but there's no real true stamp of approval. And Babylon gives you that because it has a rating, and that rating you stick with, and it creates a world ranking for people to see and enjoy and understand. So I'll give you an example. This episode of this show that we're doing right now.
Yes, sir.
It's like, let's say we put this episode on Babylon, and people hear it, and they get a better understanding of Hip Hop Gamer, and they start rating this and this and that. It's like, once you rate it, it don't get lost in the wildfire like how some of your Twitter posts do. Like, if you post something on Twitter, everybody that follows you on Twitter is not going to see that post because it gets lost because there's new tweets come in by the second. So it just trickles down, and sometimes it can get lost, or, you know, sometimes you get lucky and the right person catches it, retweet it, you know, but that's based off luck. With BubbaLawn.com, because you have a user rating, it's like I can rate something, and that rating is straight there because when you go and you see my page or you see what I said about this, it's all there on that particular topic, that particular subject.
Yeah,
so it stays there. It exists. Another thing is that even though it's a rating site and stuff like that, it's not – like if you look at a site like Metacritic, Metacritic, it rates games and stuff like that, and – what it does is it takes everyone else's rating and just averages it out, and then there you go with that rating. So to me, it's like you have one person from many different sites rating on something, but why not have the entire world rate something? You know what I mean? Give them the opportunity for it to actually matter more. Because I give you a great example on how Babylon works in terms of theory. If you look at IGN.com, right? Let's say Greg Miller reviews a game, and let's say he gives a game a 9 or a 10. When that commercial goes live for the whole world to see, they're going to say that IGN gave this game a 10. But IGN is the name of the company, but it's actually one person's thought that's going out to the masses as confirmation that this game is great.
Mm-hmm.
When in reality, it should be the masses of gamers in general creating the rating for the masses to see, because it's hand in hand. So why would I take advice from one person for my purchase when I could have thousands, millions of people talking about the same subject that can give me a better understanding of why I should get this game or why I should do anything?
Yeah.
It's basically a rating site made by the people for the people, and it puts you in a position to stand by what you say.
Yeah, you know hip-hop.
It adds a nice emotion to it. That's what I like.
Yeah. Hip-hop, we about to take our first break, man. This is an honor, and I got, you know, I just got my game form in the mail, man. Did you get that Resistance 3 and look on the back of there?
I don't even get game form. I get, like, let's just say I'm very well connected, thank God. So anyway, like, you know what I'm saying? So
St. Louis is in Resistance 3. I'm putting it out there.
St. Louis.
Like, oh man, all right. But we finna take a break right quick, y'all. Just hold tight. This is I Heard Him Say, the podcast, Real Taco Game of the Movement, Coalition, Bit Bad, Hip Hop Gaming Show the Movement, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Alright, peace.
I get the papers, I get the papers.
Hello.
What you think? Come on, Kablizzle, let it go quicker than that homo blinking. Right. Since 03, I've been on my grind, but these New York rappers are scared to let me shine. It's nasty deal, black on black crime, but it's crime in the bucket, time to take a brother down. The streets of BK really loving my set. All right, kitty get picky all the time, stack up. Come on, big with small faces, I don't discriminate. No Jim Crow when it comes to the green wave, cause I can put it down like Russell in his prime. Andre Harrell, no, I go for mine. I stay on the blender like a fucking juice bar. Two more steps from being a rap star. It's not where you're from, son, it's really where you are. So I get the paper, nigga, who you are.
I get the papers, I get the papers, so I
extras for the money, honey. You ain't gotta ask, huh? I get the job done, show you how to do it, son. Put a little strength, homie, in your whip game. Come on. I can tell by swag, how you f***ing with a lane. I'm great for that girl, life about change. But you can keep that. Come on. See me, I get the bills like the city of Buffalo. My new revenues make a wanna choose. It comes with the fame, but a dude ain't a fool. School of hard knocks, I've been getting papers. They hated back then, but now they caught the vapors. You all on the dizzle, Big Mark, eat me. You need your glizzle. Get in the cake, yep, I keep the yeast in the oven. 400 degrees, blood, holler at your buzzer.
Your boy DJ Killzone Jones. I'm sorry for jumping in real fast, but you know, at the beginning, but I had to put my homeboy Hip Hop Man. He is the hip hop and gaming authority right now. He is on GameTraders.com and GameTradersTV.com, excuse me, for Pack Attack. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna have to get a freestyle. I was thinking about doing MC Hammer instead of calling it MC Hammer. I'm Michael Pachter, you know what I'm saying? We doing numbers over here, you know what I'm saying? So, back to the interview, and, like, I asked Cap about this, you know, a little bit earlier, in our last episode, and, I just wanted to have your thoughts about Move and Connect. I mean, it sold, Move has sold about, I want to say, anywhere from 2.5 to 3 million worldwide, you know what I'm saying? And Connect, we got a couple more weeks before it drops. It actually drops the week of my birthday, you know, November 2nd. Ghost of Sparta, man. You know, I was going to ask you about that, man, but with Hip Hop Granny, you know, I was trying to review that. But, you know, the paper ain't looking right. But, you know, I just don't feel like, you know, it's something about, like, what Cap said to me the last episode. Was that, you know, we are gamers, you know what I'm saying? We're not celebrities. Everybody in the game industry isn't necessarily a celebrity. We're not talking about Northern North, man. We are generally approachable people if you do it in the right way. And you got to have respect, man, when you're up in this game. So, which leads me into hip-hop. Like, since you left kind of the hip-hop scene kind of, you know, for, you know, pretty much your commercial, you know, from promotional use only, you know, that kind of, you know, you out there, but you're not trying to take over the world as far as the rap game. How do you feel like people in the hip hop community respect you? And how do you think people in the gaming community respect you?
I get tons of love both places. Like, it was funny because, like, when you say hip hop community, I was hanging out with Lloyd Banks at the 2K11 party, right? Yo, Banks is showing me mad love, man. Like, it was just so cool. Like I was just, I'm chilling. And, like, you know, he iced out. He got his jewels. I got a little jewels on myself. Be chilling. But I had the belt, right? And Lloyd Banks is like, yo, I need something like that. You shining more than me. And then we just started talking. Everything was cool. He was playing the game. We did an interview. And it's like, he didn't know me personally before. But I knew people that knew him.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that. And, you know, once we actually started talking, it was just all love. Like, it was just, you know, real cool. And then, like, even where I work at Def Jam Universal. So people like Ludacris, you know what I'm saying, come through. He's mad cool. I show him mad love. He show me mad love. It's like I get tons of respect, you know, for what I do in hip-hop as well. You know, I don't got no problems there. And in the gaming community, I get a lot of love. Like, I actually would sign autographs at Comic-Con in New York. Like, it was crazy. Like people actually came up to me for autographs. I was like, what? It's really that crazy. So I get a ton of love. Like, there's one dude, and his name is Tony. Shout out to Tony. He's actually in a wheelchair. Mm-hmm. And he rolled up on me. No, not to be joking, but he rolled up on me. He's like, "Oh, gamer?" I was like, "Yeah, man, what's up?" He's like, "Yo, man, I love your shit, man, this and that." Gave him mad debt, and, you know, I gave him my card. And my card got my cell phone number on it, my email. I said, "Yo, holler at me anytime. Add me on Facebook. Talk with me, man. This is what we do." So in his eyes, I'm looked at as like a celebrity, so to speak, in the industry because of what I'm doing and where I've been at. And now that he got a chance to meet me, it was like, wow, I'm meeting Hip Hop Gamer, but then it's more of a wild factor that I met him and he's just like me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's just like me. Took pictures and everything, spoke and all of that. It was amazing. So to me, it's like, that's what gaming, that's what life overall is all about. So I get a lot of love in the gaming community. I mean, you gotta think about it like this. I get a ton of hate, you know what I'm saying, as well in terms of, you know, when you go to M4G and you see this and you see that, I get a ton of hate. But even them, they're like my biggest fans because they watch every move that I make so that they can be able to comment on every single thing I do. If you don't, to me, that's a fan. And I love my fans, and I know my fans love me. Because you wouldn't be a fan if you didn't show that love. And you ain't going to follow something that you hate. If you really hate something, you're not going to follow it that hard. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, I get a lot of love in both areas, and I'm just happy to be a part of it, you know? Just happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, so, you know, during the break, we was talking about pretty much, like, how, you know, Move and Connect is doing. Like I know you pretty much team Sony. You know, you rock with, Microsoft. They show mad love, and, you know, you clear some things up as far as with Bungie and some other companies that, you know, that at first they was trying to, you know, come at you like, you know, you said something or you did something wrong towards them. But after they got to know you personally, like you said, they kind of switched their opinion. You know what I'm saying? It went from Bungie.
Well, let me interrupt you because that whole ordeal with me and Bungie, that was actually a hoax. You know what I'm saying? There was actually someone pretending to be Luke Smith from Bungie. And then that's what, you know, started this whole thing. It actually turned out to be a lie because Bungie came out saying themselves that they had nothing to do with that, and they never said anything bad about me.
Okay.
But see, this is why I love this. This is why I thank God so much, because the same person that tried to tarnish my credibility or tarnish my image in this industry to make it seem like I did something wrong to Bungie. Bungie is, come on, this is Halo, one of the biggest games in the industry. If I have that company looking down or looking bad at me, then the people that follow me may not want to be a part of what I'm doing if I got that negativity from them. So that was the goal for him. But now realizing that I don't have an image. This is me, motherfucker. I keep it real. This is me. This ain't no image that was designed. Nah, I'm from the hood. This is what I do. And I met up and Brian and all these people. I mean, you, even in the intro of my show, you see me got Brian featured on the intro of the show. Then you see me having dinner with Bungie. Bungie brought me dinner, and we was talking about a ton of things. You know what I'm saying? And I got all this stuff on video, and then we just chilling and talking. They show me mad love. I show them mad love, and everything is great. So at the end of the day, the negativity that they tried to throw at me was actually, I used it, flipped it, and made it work for me, and now my relationship with Bungie is tighter than ever. And if you don't believe me, you can ask Bungie yourself. But when that song came out, "This is Halo." What?
Yeah.
Oh my God. 100,000 views in a night. They went crazy. So holla at your boy, man.
Yeah. I love that freestyle, man. I mean, that song, my bad, dog. You actually did the whole track.
Yeah, it's like when I be telling people that I always win, because when you got God in your life on your side, you can never lose. I always win because God allowed me to never lose. You feel me? Mm-hmm. You always gonna go through bumps in the road, whatever. But as long as you got God in your life and you put him first and he's the head, You never gonna lose. So that's why I don't let nothing bother me, because I'm a winner. And he made me that way. So at the end of the day, it's all good.
Yeah, so, you know, I kind of feel like, you know, hip hop, man, you was the first good news that came out of New York in a while, man. Like, you know, you pretty much, like, you know, after you pretty much started blowing up with the show, when you revamped the site, it was like, and then at that Dead Space 2, you know, that kind of, that double reveal that you finna do on the 25th kind of came out. Dipset got back together. G-Unit start doing numbers again. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? You working in that field, I think you gave them guys, you know what I'm saying, like, damn, we can't let hip-hop, you know, that you kind of gave them a competitive edge. Like, damn, we should, you know, this guy comes at us all, like you were saying, you was in the office. I figure they come to you and be like, damn, this guy's down to earth. He got different hate, people hating on him and trying to come at him. And whatever is going on with all this, like, Illuminati or whatever's going on, man, like, you don't let none of that affect you, man. And all those people see, you know, the goodness of your heart, man, because you, like you said, you put God first in your life. So yep. You letting them people see, and it's like, after that drop, after you said you was going to make that announcement, you know what I'm saying, everything went, like, Dipset back, G-Unit back, all these cats from New York is coming out, Philly, you know, you just had Meek Mill, all of that good stuff, man. So hip-hop, man, you are, like your name said, you a hip-hop gamer. So... You yeah. are the original, man. So, like, what's going on with you now? What you got going on, man? Like,
Well, I signed a contract with a company that's very, 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 very huge. And I've been talking about this for a while. I know a lot of people is like, damn, when we gonna find out the news? When we gonna find out the news? But, yo, when you're dealing with contracts and things like that, this is my first time doing something like this big. But it's taking a while, but... It's every day is closer and closer and closer to everything being released, so to speak. So the particular deal that I signed is going to actually expose me to like over 15 million users. So it's about to go down. That's all I'm saying. It's really about to go down. There's new developments coming. Even work with BubbaLawn.com. There's a lot of developments coming over there because there's something being born out of BubbaLawn.com. And all I can say is right now, real talk, everybody talks a lot about how they're the best at whatever they do. Let's just say everything is going to be put to the test now. And once it's released, powered by BubbaLawn, it's going to really change the way we look at the industry in terms of gaming, simply because everything you do is going to be on the line. Ooh, that's all I can say right now, son. It's fire.
Yep.
Can't wait.
We got the second part of the exclusive. You know, so I want to talk about Hip Hop Gamer and God of War and how you made that pretty much right next to Red Dead. Like, I'm about to come out with a series of mixtapes called GOTW, Game of the Year Mixtapes. And, you know what I'm saying, I got God of War up there, and, you know, I need to holler at you during the break about some things, too, you know. So, dealing with ROG, you know what I'm saying, Real Taco Gamer, and as far as that goes down. But anyway, you know what I'm saying, hip-hop, like, I gotta let everybody know, like, you know, to stop the hating. I mean, you know, hip-hop did not intentionally put that still a Hercules up, but, like, what's the big announcement?
Back. Like, yo, seriously, man, it's like, when I put that up, I didn't put that up to ruin any experience, because game trailers, a whole bunch of videos in the very beginning of the game, when they show all the bosses in the very beginning of the game.
Yeah.
So I was under the impression that everybody knew who that was. Because it was already confirmed that Hercules is in the game. But, because, like, I did an article talking about Hercules, you know, rumored to be in the game. I already knew it was true. That's another thing about me. Sometimes I put out rumors, and I already know that they're true, but I can only put them out as rumors because I'm not allowed to confirm it yet.
See, there you go. There you go.
But it's like, what people don't understand is that when I put that out, Hercules' character has been revealed like weeks before I did that article, so I thought it was cool. Because me, I'm a gamer, and I know what it's like to be pissed off, to have something spoiled or whatever. I don't do that. Like, real talk, I do not do that. So I apologize to people that was upset about it. But at the same time, you got to respect the fact that I was truthfully unaware. And if you can't accept that, then you kiss my ass. Because I ain't going to be apologizing too damn much. Like, you get one apology from me and that's it. I ain't gonna keep saying sorry, like, you know what I mean? So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, suck it up, play the game. There's still more to the game that you ain't see anyway, so shut up. Like, real talk. I get it in, son.
Yeah, you got me on that one, hip hop. Like, I looked at it and I was like, oh, dang, for real? But then when I played it, it still was like, still super, like, it was like watching a movie trailer and you seeing a tight part, but actually when you see it in the movie, it's like, damn, that part is actually that tight. So it was like, when he walked up in that in the Coliseum in the pit, I was like, oh, it's finna go down.
It's like, and you felt that. And see, like, what people don't understand is, like, when I rate games based off the emotion I get from them. That, like, I see, you got too many motherfuckers in this industry that's critics. But how can you be a critic and you don't even make games yourself?
Yeah.
You play games. So you can criticize certain things because you play them. I understand that. But my thing is, you don't create games. So certain things that's being criticized, you're not even eligible to criticize them.
Yeah.
Like certain things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Pop, we're going to have to go to the break, homie. We finna go to the second break. The DJs. You're with the best. Track banger DJs. We are the Midwest. I'm going
in. Welcome to a day in the life of a boss player. Bad bitches, money, and cars, so fuck all haters. Me and my team in the sky, I'm the star player.
Oh, yeah.
Handling business, pulling strings like guitar players. Woo. Real niggas recognize me, never let this rap shit disguise me. I be going MC Hammer, can't touch this like Poison Ivy.
Can't touch.
If a hater do try me, must be on dope just like Bobby.
Okay.
You got to know that, ain't no problem.
Pretty boy, but they get in that ass like I love.
I put this on everything I love. My fam and this music, man. Bitches ain't enough.
No.
I gotta get this money. Being broke is not what's up.
No,
and it's killer for these haters. That's on everything I love.
Everything,
man. I put this on everything I love.
Earthbound.
My fam and this music, man. These bitches ain't enough.
No.
I gotta get this money. Being broke is not what's up.
No,
and it's killer for these haters. That's on everything I love. From the night to the daylight, my life like a concert. How could I get stage fright? Bad bitches stirring, cause I brighten up they day right. Niggas looking to either they hate me or they gay right. But I do not play like that, cause I'm a real nigga. I am Louis B and you are Tommy Hilfiger. Old school rap nigga, stuck back in the past. I guess you gotta cherish your hit like it's your last. Man, I show my ass like I'm rapping with my pants down. Used to be the shit, but you ain't got no fans now. Cause your time, well, they wanna do they own dance now. It's best that you stand down. Louis be the man now. I put this on everything I love. My fam and this music, man. These bitches ain't enough. I gotta get this money. Being broke is not what's up. And it's killer for these haters. That's on everything I love.
Everything,
man. Put this on everything I love. My fam and this music, man. These bitches ain't enough. I gotta get this money. Being broke is not what's up. Man, it's killer for these haters. That's on everything I love.
Alright, we back. I'm sorry about that. The time, I gotta set up so the you know, we keep it funky on this show, man. We ain't, you know, put the kids to bed. You know what I'm saying? We going unapologetic. This is kinda like, you know, all the podcasts, Warzone, Co-op, but this is just actually us having fun, but we getting it in. We doing it, you know, for the industry. We doing it for the fans. You know, I heard him say it's going to be something, the next big thing. You know, you got the Co-op, you got the Hip Hop Gaming Show, you got the Warzone, but I heard him say it's going to do something crazy.
Yeah, I like the idea of that, too, as well. I really like the idea. I heard him say it because people always talk about, oh, I heard this, or I heard that. So if you're doing a show designed around what people say they hear all the damn time. It just makes sense. So it's good to see that you did that. That's a very, very golden idea. You know what I'm saying? So I'm loving that. I'm really, really loving that.
Thanks, Hip Hop. So, you know, this is the Hip Hop. This is episode 3 of I Heard Him Say, you know, for those of y'all just tuning in. And, you know, this is the Hip Hop Gamer Special. You know, Hip Hop finna drop that bomb on y'all. The 25th Martin Luther King Day, you know what I'm saying? So I kind of want to ask you about, you know, who you think is going to win this generation as far as the hardcore. Because, you know, Nintendo finna shut it down once again with the 3DS. And, like, as far as, like, if you we're gonna line them up, Gears 3, the new Halo game, all of the exclusive 360 games that's finna come out, as well as all of the already established games like Dead Space getting in other games that's going to come out with Move support, Move ports. You know, we're going to have Dead Space Extraction. You know, kind of, you know, we got Resistance 3 finally revealed. We got Infamous 2. We got, you know, a whole bunch of games coming out. Like, do you feel like, I always want to say that 2003, 2004, and 2005 was like the best years of gaming because you didn't have a lot of people that were scared to drop a game, but now we got pushbacks and stuff with Little Big Planet. You know, Gears is pushed back too, and GT5. So who you think, you know, is going to battle it out for this next year? You know what I'm saying? Who you think is going to take it? Who's going to take it farther? You know, Sony or Xbox? And then we're going to do that separate.
In terms of just pushing overall gaming forward, I gotta go with PlayStation, like all the time. It's like, see, Xbox, they did what they had to do to push gaming forward, and that's making online gaming on a console perfected. So they did that, you know what I'm saying? So once they did that, what else you gonna do? What's next? Now, if you look at Sony, this generation has done nothing but that, like in terms of pushing things forward, because you got the PlayStation Home, which is like Facebook on your console in a 3D space. Now, people can say what they want about PlayStation Home, but PlayStation Home has like 20 million, 30 million subscribers. I mean, not 30 million, like 20 million subscribers and all this other stuff. So it's like when you think about it, maybe you don't like it, or you may think it's corny, but there's a significant amount of other people that think it is. And that's something you gotta acknowledge. You know what I'm saying? That's one. Two, you got the whole 3D push, the 3D update that's coming. And a lot of people were saying that I ain't getting into that 3D, I ain't getting into this bullshit, because they said the same shit about Blu-ray, and now look, everybody's buying Blu-ray left and right. It's all about being ahead of the game. So when by the time everybody catches up and it's cool for everybody to get, you're already ahead of that. And that's what Sony's all about. They're more risk takers. So to me, when you're a risk taker, you already put yourself in the forefront to lead. So Sony, that's what they do. They lead. Microsoft, they're more of a company that sit back and watch what other people do. And once they see what other people do work, they just take all their money, put their name brand on it, and do the same thing. Mm-hmm. And they change it up a little bit, but they know the formula works, so they let other people test it. So they're not as big of risk takers as Sony is. So that right there alone puts them in a position of leadership. So if you look at, you know, studios and everything that they're putting out, I mean, you got Heroes on the Move. You got
Ratchet and Clank, All for One.
Yeah, you got that. You got Sorcerer. You got The Fight. You got all these PlayStation Move titles that's going to be amazing. Then you got the SOCOM. You got the Killzone 3. You got
Infamous 2.
You got the Infamous 2. You have so many variety of things that's coming that's going to blow, you know, people away. And you got brand new IPs that's coming that a lot of people don't know about, but you don't keep blown away. Now, one thing I want to – I'm not going to talk about it in deep detail. I'm actually working on a separate article for that.
Okay.
I got a exclusive. I got a good friend of mine that's beta testing Agent right now. All I got to say is that y'all going to be fucked up. That's it. Like, if anybody's gonna like claim Game of the Year, I have my nominees for next year. Like, Dead Space 2 is definitely a nominee for Game of the Year. But according to what I'm hearing, Agent got the ability to just steal the thunder.
For real.
So
hey, I already want to say out of everybody, and I'll take Tor and everybody on the bit bag. Everybody, I am Red Dead Shouty. You know what I'm saying? I'm from everywhere. You know, I got my uncle is from Texas, but he lived in Jersey most of his life. I got family down in Atlanta. I got family out west. I'm all over. So, you know, I got to say I'm Red Dead Shawty. And, you know, this is Hip Hop Hombre, Hip Hop Gamer. Because he get it in on PSN and 360. This man, and he, I don't know nobody. You know, I'm going to try to have to top the infamous Warzone 22. No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. We ain't going to do that. Because this man was playing the game, getting it in and recording it at the same time. That's multitasking of the year.
Yo, man, that was classic. Yo, that's my word, son. I thought I unplugged the microphone, but I unplugged the sound. So it's like the sound was gone, but the microphone was on. So everybody was able to hear the sounds that was coming out of the room. It was funny. Oh, man. But, yo, it is what it is, man.
And we're going to have to do a war zone from, like, E3 next year from the hotel room and see what happened with that. Like, everybody, you know, we got to do, like, like, Soulja Boy, Drake, and all of them when they was playing UFC. And the girls were sitting in the back, and they didn't want the girl. The girl came and moved the camera over because Soulja Boy had threw the controller over there at the camera and moved over. Oh, my God. They got to do something. We got to record Warzone live.
I'm pretty popular with the ladies now, especially in the game industry. So you never know what can happen.
Hide your kids. Hide your daughters. Hide your wives.
Oh, man.
So you know the next thing is like Move and Connect. You know, Move is thrown up. Let me see about. I want to say if my math is right, don't quote me on this, I think anywhere from 3 million to 4 million worldwide, 1.5 in the UK alone. You know, I got a Ruthless Kid over here tripping. He's losing his mind. But, you know, shouts to Ruthless, though. But, yeah, man, what do you think about, you know, the Move doing the Wii right and then the Wii finally dying? This month, the Wii sales went down. And the Move, even though PS3 didn't win, the Move sales jumped over the Wii. So when you're talking about comparing, like Cap said, don't compare the Move and the Kinect, you know, Move and the Wii, because that was the direct competition, you know.
Yeah.
How you feel about that? And edging out. How you feel about it?
Well, I feel great about it because competition makes for better everything. You see what I'm saying? It's like, you got to look at it like this. If you look at Madden NFL, you know, football, Madden by itself is a fantastic game. But if you compare it to NFL 2K, it don't look as great. You know what I'm saying? When you compare it. So my thing is Nintendo Wii, it was the phenomenon. It was great. It's still great. But in comparison to PlayStation Move, it don't look as good as it did. And that's going to either force Nintendo Wii to do something different to compete, or they just going to, you know, let their sales continue to rack up because not that they're going to stop selling and just move on to the next project. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, what I like about what PlayStation Move is doing is that they didn't sell you on it. They made something, they told you it was hot, showed you what it could do, and told you to go play it and let me know what you think. Mm-hmm. And that right there is amazing to me. Because you got a lot of new products that come out where they try so hard to sell you on it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if you look at the Kinect, because Kinect is a good product too. But they sell you on these videos of what it could do. But then when you get down to the actual video games, the games work is good, but it's nothing special that I haven't seen or experienced before.
Mm-hmm.
Now, PlayStation Move, they are doing things that I've never experienced before because of the technology. So I'll give you an example. You know Dead Space Extraction.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you play the PlayStation Move version, if you turn your Move controller to the side as if you shoot with a gun to the side.
It changes the plasma cutter. It changes
the fire. So I'll give you an example, son. I could be holding a gun and I could be shooting you. And then I go to the side like Menace to Society style, like my man Old Dog did.
Yeah.
When you turn the gun to the side, that's your alt fire. So my thing is, just your movement changed the way the game is. Just like that, that one little gesture changed everything. It's insane. That can't be done on the Wii because the Wii itself can't, because there's no camera and the being like that, it doesn't detect the proper movement, you know, to register the way it did on a PlayStation Move.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? So that right there, that technology right there was incredible for them to do it like that. So I thought that was, I thought that was crazy. Another thing is, like, when you, like, I give you an example, when you turn, like, this is what Jeff Rubenstein told me too, and it made sense. The Wii detects motion, meaning that you can move up and down, you can move left and right or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But if you twist the Wiimote, if you twist it in different ways, it's not going to recognize a twist motion.
Mm-hmm.
It just recognizes up and down, left and right. PlayStation Move, it recognizes up, down, left, right, in, out, diagonal, twisting, all that stuff. You know what I mean? And that right there is the advancement that it has over the Wii. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's that advancement alone adds for deeper motion type of gaming and deeper motion type of new gameplay elements for games. You know? And that right there to me is amazing. So when you look at PlayStation Move and the Wii, the PlayStation Move is great. But it did what the DualShock did over the Rumble Pack back in the day. It perfected what we started. It perfected it. So now you got high definition gaming on a PlayStation Move like setup, and you got hardcore games like Killzone and SOCOM, casual games like Sports Champions in the Shoot. Then you got games where you could use your camera for motion or the controller.
Mm-hmm.
So if you play an iPad, you can use the Move controller to touch the iPad, or you can use your hand to do it. So your actual motion from your hand or motion from the controller, it works both ways in one game.
Cool.
It's crazy.
That's what I was telling Cap. Like
Kung Fu Live, where you don't need no controller at all, just like how Microsoft Kinect is marketed, and that game is doing more things and showing more stuff. I mean, you can do special moves, like, you know how Raiden shoot or Ken Ryu shoot out the fireball?
Yeah.
Fireball Kung Fu Live.
Oh, yeah, I saw you get down in that video.
Yeah, so my thing is, like, from an aspect of from the PlayStation Move to Kung Fu Live to iPad, you get everything in one on one platform, all in HD. And Microsoft and Nintendo Wii even combined haven't even matched what Sony's doing by themselves. That right there is real talk.
Okay. So, you know, we about to bounce over to our third break. And let's see. Yeah. And when we come back, I'm finna ask Hip Hop about some more hip hop stuff, a question about post-apocalyptic games. And what else am I going to ask him about? His experience with Michael Pachter, you know, the man himself, Mr. I Do. We got to get that in, you know, for the episodes. I'm going to have music up on here too, exclusive music. I'm going to be getting, you know, from my homeboys in St. Louis, all the way worldwide. I'm going to be reaching out. So if you got music, get it on this show. If you wanted to get heard, you wanted to be exclusive. This is your boy, DJ Killzone Jones, a.k.a. Kratos Jones, hip-hop gamer. This is history in the making. I heard him say. We'll be back in a minute. Peace.
J's on with the logo with the bottle. Polo be my tie, and he might be my bottom. 15 fresh boys in the club, then it's rock. So who you fresh? Then I kick. So who you fresh? Then I kick. So who you fresh? Then we fresh as in the rest. Then I kick. So who you fresh? 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 Then I kick. Polo be my tie. Levi be my bottle, seen the red in the J, so who came, I had the comma. I be popping bottles, and I be fucking miles. We be in the club and VIP, fuck though. 675 for LV shades, a lot for a hood nigga. All I see is Ray-Bans, $100 shades, $100 polo. Here I leave my jeans, shoes, got your man loco, yeah. Polo my tie, and Levi be my bottle.
he got in my bottom. Fresh J's on with the logo at the bottom. Polo in my tie, and he got in my bottom. 15 fresh boys in the club, in the rock. So who you fresh in? So who you fresh in? So who you fresh in? You fresher than the rest in? So who you fresh in? So who you fresh in? So who you fresh in? You fresher than the rest in?
This shirt don't come out
for
next month.
You see my shirt?
Yes.
You see my jeans?
Okay.
Trap been doing numbers, dirty money got me clean. Polo be my logo, and Four Loko's what I dream. First I roll a hit, then I put Hazard on the beat. And I'm bragging on the swag, but I'm the freshest, I'm just saying. I be Ralph Lauren, that way USPA. This that shit you G's. Diamonds look like E's. New trap niggas ain't no billers, I just spit it cause I feel it.
Baby, got in my bottom. Fresh J's on with the logo at the bottom. Polo in my tie. Baby, got in my bottom. 15 fresh boys in the club, in the rock. So who you fresh in? So who you fresh in? So who you fresh in? You fresher than the rest in? So who you fresh in? So who you fresh in? So who you fresh in? You fresher than the rest in?
DJ, stop the beat. MVP is in the building. Girl, I got my team, so bring all of your bitches. Headed to the club, and you know I'm super swagged out. Shorty see me in the club, she blushing, bitch, she passed out. Jumped in the crowd, it's up. Shorty with her ass out. Has it on the beat, got the girls going wild now. Swear my swag is so mixed matching. Hoes see me, they rush me like a running back.
J's on with the logo at the bottom. Polo in my tie, and he got in my bottom. 15 fresh boys in the club, in this rock. So who you fresh in? So who you fresh in? So who you fresh in? You fresher than the rest in? So who you fresh in? So who you fresh in? So who you fresh in? You fresher than the rest in? Polo in my tie, and he got in my bottom. Fresh J's on with the logo at the bottom.
And we're back, you know what I'm saying? We are back. This is DJ Killzone Jones. I heard him say Hip Hop Gamer Special in here right now. Hip Hop, so, you know, we got Fallout New Vegas coming out Tuesday. I might pop cop it day one. I just saw the homeboy Weapon X's gaming deals. You know, I might cop it day one. I might. This depends on the money. But I might wait on that game of the year like I did with Fallout 3. You never know. You know, we got that game, the Fallout series, Rage, Borderlands, Resistance, Gears of War, Killzone, Halo, all these games, Infamous 2, Infamous series even, Jak and Daxter, all these post-apocalyptic type games, Beyond Good and Evil. The list just goes on and on and on and on, even though it's in its own genre, Mass Effect to a certain extent. But, like, how do you feel about post-apocalyptia? You know, what is up? You know, I was talking about, you know, falling prey to different influences, such as the Illuminati and things like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, we keep it Christian over here, so we ain't gonna get into that. You know, we don't feed off into negativity. But, like, you know, with all these conspiracy theories, even Metal Gear to an extent of, like, the conspiracy theory side, you know, what do you feel about, you know, post-apocalyptic in games right now?
Well, the way I feel about it is that it's just the message that's being sent. You see what I'm saying? It's like, you got a lot of people that know certain things. You got a lot of people that believe in certain things. And the only way to show what you think or show what you feel is through some sort of visual entertainment. Now, the reason why you see it a lot in games and stuff like that is because of the shock value that you get. Like, everybody talks about, you know, UFOs and everything in the real life. I mean, just the other day, there was UFO sightings in Times Square. You know what I mean? Like, it was real talk. It's like, it's one of those things where it's like, what if? You know, what if this is real? You know? What happens in the afterlife? These are questions that you will never get the answer to until, you know, it happened. Like, you know what I mean? Or if it ever happened. But when you want to know something and you can never find an answer, you kind of create your own answer or create what you think. And they utilize this a lot in video games. Now, I see that you named a whole lot of games, which is great. And there's two games I want to point out right now to really, really show off what I mean. Enslaved and Conduit.
Oh, yeah,
Now, if you look on the back of your dollar, you got the Illuminati sign on the back of your dollar. You see what I'm saying? So how you going to have the Illuminati on one side and then on the other side in God We Trust? You know what I mean? It's like these is things that's like reality. You know, even when you look at hip-hop, and you think about Tupac said it himself. He came out with Illuminati, talking about kill the Illuminati. And he's real deep with a lot of this stuff. So the reason why you see it in video games is because there is a real message that they're trying to send. Now, just to briefly talk about Conduit, one of the weapons in Conduit is the actual all-seeing eye, the pyramid.
Oh, okay.
And they use that pyramid to decode messages of things that's going on in the White House. Now, if you don't know, I'm going to put you on to something that's real interesting. And a lot of people don't know this, but the devil, you know, Lucifer, the devil, that he was cast out of heaven, but his job in heaven was to control the music, control the fire. In heaven, you're in control of the music. Now, if you look at a lot of hip-hop videos, rock and roll videos, whatever, they all got these messages that's edited to subliminally, you know, make you do things. Now, I'm gonna be real. This is real talk. People talk about influences over your life. Let's say you're mad at something. People put on a favorite song to make them get hype to go do something bad. Because the music speaks to your soul. It speaks to you in a certain way that keeps you that way. If you listen to a gospel song and you just going through a funeral and things is bad, that song speaks to you in such a way to where your tears have come out, you want to confess, you want to change your life. The emotion, that's what it grabs, your emotion. You feel me? So that's what these games is designed to do, to grab your emotion and to work your imagination. So I'm going to talk about Enslaved now. Enslaved is a great game. But throughout the game, they got this alien-looking face. And when you walk up to that face, it shows you the way New York looked before it was destroyed. You see what I'm saying? So throughout the game, you're trying to find out what happened, why it got destroyed. Now, notice that you fight robots in this
game. Yeah.
Well, they talk about in the Bible, the rapture, that during this time, the 7-year period of the rapture, after God come and get his people to take them to the church in heaven, the only way you can eat, the only way you can do anything in the world is you gotta have a stamp on your hand or your head. And that stamp is like a mark of the beast, so you gotta have this mark in order to eat. You gotta have this mark, basically, in order to live. And if you don't have that mark, you're basically gonna die. You're gonna suffer a horrible death. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, they flipped it in Enslaved, where if you had the collar on, you know, and if you were influenced by the robots, you know, you could get terminated by the robots. And then the girl pretty much put it on Monkey, you know, and she...
Yeah, exactly. So she controls him and his voice and stuff like that. But that's another thing is Enslaved. Why did they decide to put that on your head? You know what I'm saying? knowing that if you look at jail, whatever, when they have you in prison, they, you know, handcuff your hands and your legs, whatever. But in this video game, they decided to use something to put on your head, your brain, your way of thinking, your knowledge, all of that stuff that makes you, you know, who you are, that develops your character. They decide to enslave your brain, your mind. And what does that do? It controls you. It makes you think a certain way. Things that you know to be certain true can be altered. Things like that. It's like, that's just the way it works. So these games to me are very sophisticated, and because of the graphical detail, they can show it to you in ways they couldn't before. So I love to play these games because it's all imaginary. You know, it's not like Call of Duty where it's only but you can do because it's real. You know what I mean? It's only but so much you can do because it deals with real life situations. But when you go to a space where you can use your imagination, I love the cool factor of seeing what they come up with. But at the same time, you know, those messages are very, it's a reason why they make them, you know. So definitely a reason why they make them.
And that's pretty much why I got into game, because like Metal Gear Solid, I learned about pretty much how the whole military, the government and the military work. And four, when, you know, Big Mama is speaking to, Raiden, not Raiden, but, what's that boy's name? Otacon and all of them. And she's explaining, like, breaking it down, like, this is why they did this. And now Liquid is taking it over and using it for his own, his own bit. Yeah, that's like, well, that's the reason, like.
Well, see, a lot of these games, like, I'm gonna be honest with you, man. There's things that's going on in the government that people want to speak out on, but can't speak out on because they know if they say something, they're going to die. Like, real talk, like, there's certain confidential information that people want to tell the world that because we need to know, but we, you know, we're kept in the closet on a lot of things that's going on behind the scenes. But these video games are basically the answers in front of our faces. But a lot of people don't take it seriously because it's a video game. But the
problem, and that's why,
but the problem is these video games, you need to take them seriously because they don't create this stuff on their own. They get the information from somewhere in order to bring it to us. You see what I'm saying? So Enslaved and all this other stuff, it's basically messages letting you know what goes on behind the scenes. And we can't tell you blatantly in real life just like that, but here's a message for you to know that there is some crazy stuff going on behind the scenes. And look at this game.
All right, yeah. So we had a little technical glitch, you know.
Yeah, but so I see what I had to say about that, though.
Yeah. So, you know, it's, you know, post-apocalyptia is actually the message. When Grandmaster Flash is talking about, you know, sometimes I wonder, you know, what's going to keep me from going under, you know. That's, you got to think about it like that. Basically now I want to talk about, you know, we was talking about how Sony is pushing the envelope as far as scope in games, you know, graphics, everything else. But how do you think, you know, the scope of games are going to change as the years go by, and how have they changed in this generation? You know, how do you think the scope, you know, the size, the this Enslaved, another good example, the vistas in all of the, in the games and everything like that. How you feel about that?
Oh, I think it's great because it shows that the bigger the environments in the area allows for more gameplay elements for a game. You see what I'm saying? And to me, I think that's great because, you know, if you got bigger environments, that means you're probably gonna have more enemies on screen, which requires you to have a bigger moveset to do things to avoid the attacks, as well as deliver the attacks. You see how all that work hand in hand?
Yeah.
So it's like, the bigger the game, you know, doesn't always mean the better, but you can see that they're trying to expand what they already got. So it's not just a repetitive, you know, experience. So that right there is like, I love the scoping games. And also, the scoping games brings you to a reality, because in real life, they're scoped. Mm-hmm. Anywhere you go, the moment you walk outside, the world is big, man. Life, everything is big. You know? So my thing is like, when I see these big vistas, I feel like I'm at a place. in the video game. And when I feel that way, I feel indulged in the game. I feel involved in the game. I feel more connected to it. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's what scope in the game helped me to realize. Because in Uncharted, when you climb up to that top of the tower and you can see all these other buildings, it's like the detail in the game is so amazing that it's like it's as if I've been to this place before. Yeah. Or it's as if I could go to that place in real life, because real life is designed like that.
And like, I think in movies they just now using scope. Like in the last years, you had, you know, Iron Man, you know, you had all the superhero movies, and you had movies like Into the Blue or Takers, and different, it took you to different places and gave you different vibes and things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? Where it showed you pretty much, you know, this is where you are. Like, I love, like, Hip Hop, you ever wanted to go to Monaco after seeing Iron Man 2 and looking? My uncle actually got to take my aunt, you know, before he passed away in 03, RIP to Uncle AJ, Big AJ, you know, and he was telling me about this place. I'm like, dawg, is it like this for real? Like, it's a big, cute. So yeah, like, you know, I just love, like, and I love how, you know, Enslaved, Assassin's Creed, Grand Theft Auto, like Grand Theft Auto, man, like, is it really that detailed? As to where, if you go, like, I know the a couple places, like Times Square, and then over in the Bronx, where Big Pun's, you know, his mural is in the game, you know what I'm saying? But, like, is it, like, that detailed to where it's, like, one-to-one, or do they change a couple places? Like, is it that detailed? Do you feel like when you go around?
Actually, it is that detailed. The only thing that's different is that some of the streets, some of the, you know, the street signs, and, you know, they didn't use the exact, you know, street names or store names, you know, that's in real life. But in terms of the design, the level, where you go, the Grand Theft Auto is so detailed that if you know the area that you're in, you can just drive to that spot. Like, you can just drive there. Like, you don't even need to, you know, like, look at a map. If you know the area from real life, you can make a left at this block, because you know the block, because the block is designed exactly like how it is in the game.
They need to do one like with Chicago, STL, and Detroit, like San Andreas style. Like, have the arch flipped over in a U. You know, the Sears Tower be some crazy corporation's name. Like, I think, you know, because in St. Louis too, we got kind of like a mixed bag. You know, Chicago the same way, the D the same way. It's like a mixed bag of down south areas, East Coast areas, especially when you go downtown. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just love how, like, when they do open world games or games like, you know, like Enslaved, like, you know, y'all need to go cop that. But, you know, how they do their scope in that game, man, is just amazing. But
It's crazy. I love it.
Yeah, man. The next thing is, like, we going into the back to the hip hop side. Like, I just got through watching the Hip Hop Awards before we got up on this, and I heard about the list, you know, BET put together, and the list that MTV puts together about the 10 most influential rappers. But we're not going to talk about so much them. As do you think hip hop, that it's a big artist's job to bring the next generation to us, or do you think they want to, but in a business standpoint, it doesn't always allow them to do that? Do you think that bigger artists shine block their younger artists or their underdeveloped artists? You know, do you think that they try to purposely shine block them so that they don't get bigger than who they are? Or do you think, you know, otherwise?
Well, it's a two-way street. I give you an example. Someone like Jay-Z is a big artist, right?
Yes, sir.
Let's say he has a new artist he wants to bring out, but Drake is there. So, in that process, this new artist coming out is under Jay-Z's wing. It's like, he gonna get his shine because he's with Jay-Z, but it's gonna be harder because you got the Drakes and the Trey Songs and everybody else out there that's, you know, bigger than him. So Jay-Z would have to step in, and because he's a bigger artist, he would probably have to be like, you know what, like, I don't want this other artist at this show because I want my artist to shine more. And because of the power Jay-Z holds, he'll get that request. You feel me?
Yeah.
So to me, that's fucked up. But Jay-Z is an opportunist. He's not the, he's not what he used to be. He's an opportunist. So in his, the way he is like, if he's the opportunity that's going to work out for him and his people, he don't care who you got to step on to make his opportunity work.
Yeah, that's how I feel about.
I feel like that's, to me, I feel like that's messed up because just because it's like God, you know, God could, just cause God is God doesn't mean he gotta do godly things to show you his power just cause. Mm. He show you his power when necessary so you can understand who's in control and also show you how you can help better yourself. God is not going to be like, well, I'm God, so I'm going to do this just so you could know I'm the man. Like, he doesn't take it for granted or abuse his power.
Mm-hmm.
But you got a lot of people that would just because they're in a position. And that's what I feel is fucked up.
Yeah, like, our situation over here, like, with Nelly, he did a million with Just a Dream. Like, everybody pretty much counted St. Louis out. And, you know, shouts to Cap again, but I didn't want him, like, to, you know, go ahead and salute it. You know, he could if he wanted to, but it's kind of good if he did. But, like, I was trying to bring up the fact it was this artist that, you know, Ali, who's the president of Dirty ENT, you know, yeah. Universal, has shouted out that's only in the hood. You will only find this man in St. Louis. He is not worldwide, for real. He probably in the streets, he's probably worldwide. We don't know. I don't know. Ali shot him out on this song with Super Sag, his producer, one of the producers over there at Dirty. You know, you got J.E., you got Super Sag. He was like, well, you know, he shouts out the artist. And then the artist comes to the radio station like, dawg, why you over talking down about me and my crew? Like, who are you put on? Who is you? Da-da-da-da-da. And then they did a whole bunch of photo edits and movie edits to try to make it look like they was trying to, like, Nelly put them on. And they weren't a part of what Nelly was, and all this different stuff. Like, when does an artist have to know, okay, I have to put out a certain, I have to put out these people, but do you think it's a job of an artist to be, quote unquote, their artist, mother or father or something like that to make them want to get in the studio? Because my understanding was.
Hell no. Hell no. We ain't got the passion or the drive to do it. Let me tell you something. Here's the key word for everyone's lives. Motivation. You got a lot of people that's motivated by what they see. And that's the first problem in anything you get into. Because what happens when you don't see what you saw that got you motivated? What happens to your motivation if you don't see it? It's gone. It's dead. So in the middle of you doing something and you get other people involved, your motivation is gone. And everybody that got things invested in you is gone down the drain. And next you know, you ain't shit. Mm-hmm. Self-motivation is the key to all success. That means that if you're self-motivated, then you always going to be putting material out there. You're always going to be banging down the doors. You're always going to be making an impact because who you are is designed that way. You feel me? And any artist that's not self-motivated or they just motivated by the jewels or the money or whatever, you're never going to make it. You're never going to make it. Never. Don't even try because your motivation is in the wrong place. Your motivation is supposed to be in your heart. Who you are as a person is supposed to be motivation itself. And then after that, instead of you looking at people or looking at things for motivation, people will start looking at you as motivation because you got it in yourself to give off. And that's real talk.
Yes, sir. You know, you heard it straight from the force's mouth. You know what I'm saying? Like, hip-hop, I feel like, you know, what is your motivation, your drive? You know what I'm saying? Because I always see you, you know, while you at your best. Even though, you know, hip-hop granny passed, may she rest in peace, you still came on the war zone, like, you know. You kind of told me that, you know, that was kind of, you know, what made her proud is you doing this, the video game and, you know, the journalism, being in the industry, being who you are as a hip hop artist and everything else like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's up with, like, you know, what's your motivation? What's your drive? When you wake up in the morning, who inspires you, hip-hop? Because you are an inspiring person, man. Go ahead and speak on that for this last couple minutes for this break.
Well, truthfully, real talk, you know, I inspire me. Like, I'll give you front. I inspire me because, I mean, not to say that other people don't inspire me. My grandmother definitely inspires me for many things. And there's a lot of people that I follow and look at that inspire me. But first, I inspire me because I made it up in my mind that I want to be number one. Straight up. Like, anything that I'm doing or anything that I'm involved in, I want to be the best at. I want people to look at me and be like, yo, like, you know, this dude is good. This dude is good. This dude is good. But hip-hop is the truth. You see what I'm saying? When people say my name, I want that extra emphasis on my name simply because I worked hard enough for it. You feel me? So my thing is like, my desire to be number one and my fear of failure is what inspired me. You know, I don't mind putting the whole world on my shoulders knowing that God is my shoulders. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like God's energy and my faith allow my shoulders to handle anything that's sitting on them. So I just want to be number one. That's it. Like, anything I do, I want to be the best at. And that's my desire, you know, to be number one. In terms of, that's my self-motivation. In terms of motivation in general, like, what motivates me is the people that I love, the fans, my enemies, my haters, you know, everything around me, my surroundings, the hood, all that shit motivates me because they all played a part in my life and how I became who I am as a person. So everything that makes me who I am is motivation. But self-motivation comes first because I need to be able to start my own engines so I can drive others.
Yeah. So we finna take one more break. We got one more thing to talk to Hip Hop about. You know, what he's got next for the future. This is, I heard him say, DJ Killzone Jones, Hip Hop Gamer. The man, the myth, the legend. We finna get it in. Peace.
Do it.
Can't forget the homie K.E.
Nah, I was one of them dudes that for whatever reason made people doubt it. You know what I'm saying?
Can't forget Keith Boyd.
Like, people just hate me for no reason. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not believing in what it
is. Wake up, you know, niggas!
So I dedicate this song to people just like me. You know what I'm saying?
I'm an underdog. I've been underrated. Been doubted all my life and I've been underestimated. The last person that they ever thought they see make it. But now I'm coming up and you ladies can't take me. I'm an underdog. I've been underrated. Been doubted all my life and I've been underestimated. The last person that you ever thought you'd see make it. Now you can't forget how you're shining and you ladies can't take me. I'm an U-N-D-E-R-D-O-G K-I-A-S-H-I-N-E. See you haters never wanna see me here. Y'all had it y'all way, I wouldn't even be here. Be clear, yeah. This game ain't for the faint of heart. These devils and these haters gon' try to tear your dream apart. I swear to try to tear your team apart. Even though your team is small, I show you on the team with God. So too, I've been ripping this music thing apart. 11 years ago today, I walked out on my job. They thought I wasn't smart, they laughed in my face. When my video hit MTV, I wish you could see they face. A lot of love, a lot of hate. A lot of people I knew then is in the same place. Doing the same thing for the same thing. You could've did it too, but you ain't got the same thing. See, I've been underdog. I've been underrated. Been doubted all my life and I've been underestimated. The last person that they ever thought they see make it. But now I'm coming up and you ladies can't take it. I'm an underdog. I've been underrated. Been doubted all my life and I've been underestimated. The last person that you ever thought you'd see make it. Now you can't forget. I see you an underdog. You got the world going against you. They think that you're playing and they don't see your bigger picture. They make you feel crazy cause you believe it for they see it. They don't even know you.
and they hate shit but no reason. Tryna come up and they just wanna pull you down. Why the best haters be the ones in your hometown? I'm playing my mind, cause you got something to accomplish. It's greater than you. You gon' turn nothing into something. Believe in your vision until it comes to fruition. And watch when you get it, haters be in the same position. I gotta admit it, it's hard to come up in my city. But now that I did it, they gon' respect me for it, period. Now they can't hate my name or what I say and I came up. An underdog, I'm one of y'all, I never change up. Can't read my name or what I say and I came up. An underdog, I'm one of y'all, I never change up. An underdog, I've been underrated, been doubted all my life, and I've been underestimated. The last person that they ever thought they seen naked. Now I'm coming up, and these haters can't take me. I'm an underdog. I've been underrated, been doubted all my life, and I've been underestimated. The last person that you ever thought you seen naked. Now you can't forget your shining, and these haters can't take it. I'm an underdog.
See, being an underdog comes with a responsibility. When he blesses you, you gotta be a blessing to somebody else. Another underdog. Aight, freestyle.
I'm tired of being the underdog. We ain't no one here wanting none. Used to eat you like I ain't on my team from the jungle, dog. He just says the underdog. Yeah, why he wrote these on to y'all? But if you need a protocol, freestyle, I'm the protocol. Off the wall flow, and my caddy flow is hardwood. Bad 19 drink. We underdogs in our hood. Haters just hate, cause I'm shining like a star should. Never seen a star, look at me. That star looks, getting my ass. Education, but I'm street educated. Grind hard and patiently waiting if I'm not mistaken. Be damned if I be forsaken and get my dignity taken. Talk what I'm finna take it, so don't get your space invaded. The money I'm generating, my watch is refrigerated. The people congratulate me, you made it.
Congratulations.
I've been underrated.
I appreciate y'all so much, man. Cause if it was not for y'all, hating on me, I wouldn't be here. See, my consistency and persistence break down resistance. Listen, it's nothing that you can do to stop what God got planned for me. Underdog. I dedicate this to all my underdogs out there, man. Don't give up, man. The forces is for you, is greater than ones against you. Young James J. Braddock, man.
Okay, we're back. We're back with the final segment of the interview of Hip Hop Gamer. You know, we went through, you know, pretty much how he feels about hip hop, video gaming industry, the post-apocalyptic genre, you know, scoping games, you know, and now, right now, I'm about to ask, what's next for Hip Hop Gamer? What does Hip Hop Gamer have in store for us? What is he finna do? You know, we got the exclusive announcement only heard here on the ROG from him and Cap, the men themselves. And, you know, we got the January 25th is coming closer. It's going to be here sooner than you think. But what else, Hip Hop, do you got going on with you, man?
Television show.
Oh.
Tell you, between Spike TV and G4, you're gonna see me. I have my own show. That's the next move. I already started to make moves towards that goal. Like I said, you know, I'm very well connected and it's a blessing. And I got a lot of people in the right places that want to see me there. You know, I have my own show and everything. So, you know, all it is right now is just getting everybody to come together to have that one big sit down meeting, lay it all on the line, and pass over the contract. We got a brand new show on TV. So that's the next step. I feel like I made my mark on the internet, online only, in the industry. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I was on Spike TV twice a couple of weeks ago on Pack Attack and, you know, asking a question on the bonus round. And shout out to Jeff Keighley, because Jeff Keighley came to New York for the Halo issue. And he even mentioned that they already spoke about me being on Game Trailers, but on a panel. you know what I'm saying, on actual being on the bonus round as an actual guest of the bonus round.
Cool. So,
that's going to be huge when that happens. So trust me, there's a lot going on involving me, and I'm just working with a lot of connections. Also, you're going to see me in a lot more magazines. So shout out to Signature Hits Magazine. You're going to start seeing me in there. Vibe, Complex, like, you know, it's the source. Like, now it's time to get all that major media attention. You know, print media, online media, and, like, higher levels than what I'm doing now. That's the next step, and that's going to be consistent because that's going to help drive a wider audience. So when I come out with my show, it's going to launch successfully. So these are the things that I'm doing now, and, you know, they're looking good. And, you know, next year I aim to have a signed contract for a television spot. So stay tuned.
Yeah. You know, so, you know, I got to do it for the people. Hip hop, you know, I got to ask you, man. You think you could do a freestyle for us right quick? You know,
Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely. The theme song that I did for Mafia 2, as well as the theme song I did for Halo Reach, a lot of people, you know, was really, really loving that. So, just for the show, I'm gonna hit you with the first verse to the Mafia 2 joint in the acapella form, and whoever want to take the verse and chop it and screw it and put another beat behind it or whatever, you know, by all means, man. So you ready?
Yeah. Hold on. We're going to take a real quick break because I want to get this together on this separate, you know, a separate piece. So we finna come back with the world exclusive Mafia 2 remix. You know, it's going to be on the show. Check it out. I heard him say exclusive. Hip Hop Gamer, the TV show is coming. Hip Hop Gamer and the Coalition, the exclusive of Bubba Line is coming. We finna get it in right after this break. Hip Hop, thanks for coming on. We finna get it in right quick.
Thank you, man. I had fun, man. This is great. Love what you got going here, man.
This is a big honor. Thanks, Hip Hop. We finna get it in after this commercial break. Peace. Dick it fat
boy. See, that's the problem. Y'all ain't wanna be down. Now long life pop. Y'all want a t-shirt. See, we got $100 here.
They lying more. I mean, they close stores. When I go to close stores, guess y'all don't get the point. Miss Store. What you mean, G? That mean I spit facts. Hated on Nerd Day, they keep me on track. Low life, yeah, love the way the groupies act. You think they tryna find my hype the way they call me back to back. Still in logos, yeah, this nigga's fraud. Facebook name makes Libra real name's Bob. Used to work at Dobbs until he got fired. Now he changing tires, selling shirts off the garage.
Hey, hold up, nigga, them people. Chill out on that.
Where they do that at?
What?
No answer.
No.
Check out the back, I'm fly. Lambers, y'all trick to him, throw bread. Lambers, and the whip more tent than the camper.
Oh, you call.
Ain't no Kenny, y'all. Ain't no Kenny, y'all. Ain't no friend of y'all. Ain't no Kenny, y'all. Ain't no friend of y'all. Ain't no Kenny, y'all. Ain't no friend of y'all. Ain't no Kenny, y'all. I'm in my own lane. I'm doing my own thing. I'm in my own lane. I'm doing my own thing. I'm in my own lane. I'm doing my own thing. I'm in my own lane.
too easy.
Alright, cool. Yo, it's on. You see the gun spark straight out the door. I got a pistol that'll rip you, split your tissue apart. Now take cover, motherfucker. I'm born real and ruthless. The truth is, I'm not new to this. Mafia music, check it. Flow reckless, murder, 187. Granted, auto is the no-show. Mafia is the new weapon. Playboy connections. These chicks will do whatever. When I'm stressed out from gunplay, the head is even better. Grab the Beretta, whoever. I'm ready to bring your heart out. They'll talk about guns if you're afraid to shoot out. You see my cover system is sick. Auto aim assist. When I pop out, I blow your brain out. My biggest shit, bitch. Understand, I'm not the one to go against. I'm too advanced, cancer can't even dance around my game plan. Take your bare hands, slice your wrist and watch your fingers prance. After your last breath comes death, so man, you understand. I'm not the man that I once was, nigga. I'm a true thug, shooting up black blood, mafia, four eyes is watching your movement is crucial. Hip-hop gamer, the 8K will shoot you, it's the mafia.
America, streets, gotta feel. You already know. In the club, hella deep, got my mugs near. But somehow I'm feeling I'm the only one here. Lost to disattached, they like, how you figure that? When you on top of them tables and you popping this and that. Plus you spitting this and crack on the rap microphone. You the rifle owner, still I live life like a loner. Recall the police hitting my cousin up through his pronger. Jersey and it hurt me so bad, my system is polar. Colder than the tundra, the game is taking me under. Any mistake or blunder, I could succumb to they thunder. I wonder how I come across to you when I talk to you. I don't speak harsh, I speak smart. Don't I seem kinda off to you? The flow like a jab cross to you. Then the uppercut to the gut of the fucking bust and hand your jaw to you. I'm raw to you, provoke shock, give all to you. Let Pimerica be the law to you. Who off the damn presidential role, just like Lorenzo Weed. Lorenzo Weed, not Nintendo, no. Me and my kid folks, oh. I've been dope, grand slamming like Denny's. The way I hit the street was like Liga back in the 20s. Play me with a game, cause a rapper I was bred. Yeah, I wear blue, but like my carnival cap red. I wear the finest of fabric, shine on me. Still holding hundreds for oldies who can't be told me. I might be out of order, but what's up, Collagen Carter? A 20-year war, I guess that's how we was brought up. But is it all a part of the plan to get us caught up? Pit us against each other, so more losses they chalk up. Youngers is coming up, wanna put in their work.
I don't know these
words. Niggas still ain't want the dream hurt. I'm a praying in the church while I sing the ghetto gospel. Dream for the hood, blowing crown, they got my nostril. But it's hella high through the wolves and they costumes and sheep. But I pee, so I keep the 49s. So understand my mental before you question the flow. Hating on the low, cause you know I'm destined to blow. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
I see Timmy Dream.
Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah.
It's so cool. Yeah. I got a feeling, nigga, really, that my money be the root. Look up at the stars, she like, honey, with a roof. Pull up in the dogs, canaries, they go on roof. Even once had a job pouring top on a roof.
You're now listening to thecoalition.com, the Urban Gamer's Guide.
Thank God I'm Mr. Kennedy.
Jay, bring it back, bring it back.
I got a feeling, nigga, really, that my money be the root. Look up at the stars, she like, honey, with a roof. Pull up in the dogs, canaries, they go on roof. Even once had a job pouring top on a roof. That boy had it hard, no facade, it's the truth. So now when I'm a nudge, I get massage, it's the proof. Proofs in the pudding, in that bacon soda taking. Paper that I'm making, gotta take it, photos naked. Listening to niggas like whistling at Wendy Williams. I flip my middle finger, I'm chilling on 20 million. The rumors turn me on, I'm masturbating at the top. These hoes so excited, so they catching every drop. I'm dodging debacles like potholes in Jamaica. We cut down the weed, bury the paper on the makers. Martin had a dream,
Bob got high. I still do both, but somehow I got by. Creflo Gray, Mike Vick Payne, Bobby Brown straight, winning lost weight, Kimbo slice on the pad when I write. That Mayweather money looking funny in the light. But who really cares? We just throw it in the air. Celebrating wealth, pouring more in our hair. Excuse me, her weed, the blue is the weed. Trunk full of white cars, smell like blue cheese. That boy gets salad. Beef bow movements, BM dubs on them big things, looking foolish. Shout it, sit low. Big things popping. Tip on the Glock from a trip up in Compton. Shooting at the cops. Fuck one time, I gave her to the block. I fuck one time. We boys in the hood and nigga your little tray. Suppress your appetite, we taking your little tray. Love my handgun, but my chopper still is shit. Banned in 1994, but I'm too legit to quit. '96 kilos was the shit, but that was better than roofing. That shit be bad for your skin. Niggas was ruthless, Lord knows that I seen. But I thought about my future in the loops I could be in. Walked out on a gig and I turned to the streets. Kept my name low key, I ain't heard from in weeks. I came up with a strategy to come up mathematically. I did it for the city, but now everybody mad at me. Motherfuck them all, they sweat for my balls. If I drop another album, I did that for my dogs.